Welcome to Life Church. We are an Acts 2:42 community, a family on a mission to bring the life of Jesus to Warrington. We hope you're ready to hear what God has to say to you today through His Word and by His Spirit.
I was talking with Marjorie last week and I said this Sunday is going to be the girls. Okay, so you've got Marjorie and you've got me. And we're also learning about Rahab. But guys, don't switch off because I'm not going to talk about loads of girly stuff, okay? We're going to talk about great faith and great courage. Okay, I am going to read the whole of Joshua chapter 2. So bear with me, it is long, but it is worth it. Then Joshua secretly sent out two spies from the Israelite camp at Acacia Grove. He instructed them, scout out the land on the other side of the Jordan River, especially around Jericho. So two men set out and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there that night. But someone told the king of Jericho, some Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab, bring out the men who have come into your house, for they have come here to spy out the whole land. Rahab had hidden the two men, but she replied, yes, the men were here earlier, but I don't know where they were from. They left the town at dusk, as the gates were about to close. I don't know where they went. If you hurry, you can probably catch up with them. Actually, she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them beneath bundles of flax she had laid out. So the king's men went looking for the spies along the road leading to the shallow crossings of the Jordan River. As soon as the king's men had left, the gate of Jericho was shut. Before the spies went to sleep that night, Rahab went up on the roof to talk with them. I know that the Lord has given you this land, she told them. We are all afraid of you. Everyone in the land is living in terror, for we have heard how the Lord made a dry path for you through the Red Sea when you left Egypt. And we know what you did to Sihon and Og, the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan River, whose people you completely destroyed. No wonder our hearts have melted in fear. No one has the courage to fight after hearing such things. For the Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will be kind to me and my family, since I have helped you. Give me some guarantee that when Jericho is conquered, you will let me live along with my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all their families. We offer our own lives as a guarantee for your safety, the men agreed. If you don't betray us, we will keep our promise and be kind to you when the Lord gives us the land. Then, since Rahab's house was built into the town wall, she let them down by a rope through the window. Escape to the hill country, she told them. Hide there for 3 days and from the men searching for you. Then, when they have returned, you can go on your way. Before they left, the men told her, we will be bound by the oath we have taken only if you follow these instructions. When we come into the land, you must leave this scarlet rope hanging from the window through which you let us down, and all your family members, your father, mother, brothers, and all your relatives must be here inside the house. If they go out into the street and are killed, it will not be our fault. But if anyone lays a hand on people inside this house, we will accept the responsibility for their death. If you betray us, however, we are not bound by this oath in any way. I accept your terms, she replied, and she sent them on their way, leaving the scarlet rope hanging from the window. The spies went up into the hill country and stayed there 3 days. The men who were chasing them searched everywhere along the road, but they finally returned without success. Then the two spies came down from the hill country, crossed the Jordan River, and reported to Joshua all that had happened to them. The Lord has given us the whole land, they said, for all the people in the land are terrified of us. What a great story. Okay, so a little bit of background to this story is that the Israelites are traveling around in the wilderness. They are trying to get into the promised land. So the first thing that we read is that Joshua sends out 2 spies. So we have seen this happen before. In Numbers chapter 13, Moses sends out 12 spies. Now, if you remember this story, it doesn't really go too well. Because 2 of the spies come back and say, yes, God has given us the land, let's go for it. But 10 of them came back and said, no, it's too hard, the people are too big, they're like giants, there's just no way. So Joshua has seen all this happen when Moses is in charge. And now he's in charge, he sends out 2 spies and he sends them secretly. So they end up meeting Rahab, which is who we're going to be talking about mostly today. So who is Rahab? Rahab is a Canaanite woman. She was a prostitute. She told lies. She kept secrets. So this series is about women of valor, women of great courage and great faith. So should we really be talking about Rahab? She didn't have a brilliant start. She didn't have a great reputation or a respectable job. But God saw her, and he had a purpose for her. And when the time came, she proved that she had great courage and great faith. I'm going to talk about 4 different things this morning. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about fear. I'm going to talk about trust. I'm going to talk about action. Okay, faith. Most of you will know that Hebrews chapter 11 is the chapter, the great hall of faith, the list of all Bible heroes. So if we look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, it says, "It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed with her people in her city who refused to obey God. She had given a friendly welcome to the spies." So she is listed in along with all these other Bible heroes because she had great faith and because of what she did, that she hid these spies into her house. So let's look at her faith. In this passage that I read, verses 8 to 11 are my favourite. It's where she goes up onto the roof and talks with the spies. In verse 9, she says, "I know that the Lord has given you this land." I know. She knew. But where did this faith come from? Okay, so if we look a bit further, it says, "For we have heard," that's verse 10, "for we have heard." We have heard the Lord, how the Lord made a dry path for you through the Red Sea. First of all, she heard God's word and she believed it. That is where her faith came from. Now she mentions the Lord making a dry path through the Red Sea. The unusual thing about this is that it didn't happen last week. That would have happened almost 40 years ago. But they were still talking about it. Okay, I'll do a little experiment right now. Okay, so give me a wave, put up your hand if you can remember what you had for lunch last Sunday. Anyone remember? Okay, right. It's not a very good start, is it? Okay, who can tell me what they ate for lunch a year ago? No, anyone? No. Okay, this was such a memorable thing that they were still talking about it nearly 40 years later. Okay, do we still talk about the things that God has done in our lives? Do we still talk about them? Do we still think about them? You know, I've been a Christian many years, but I haven't just read the Bible once. I can't just read it one time. I have to keep reading it. And I have to keep, every time I read it, I try and read it like it's the first time I'm reading it. I want to learn something new about God, because when I read it and I learn something more about God, I have this awe and this wonder about God, about who he is. That's what they had. That's what Rahab had. She had that awe about who God was. She had a reverence about how mighty and powerful he really was. Do we remember that in our day to day? Do we think about who God is, what he's done, and how mighty and powerful he is? How he is faithful in every circumstance? It didn't matter what Rahab's background was, because her heart was in the right place. If you ever hear me or my husband John do any sort of talk, we'll probably mention our hearts. It's something that we care a lot about. We care about the posture of our hearts, because if our hearts are in the right place, God can use us. Doesn't matter what our external circumstances are or what happens in our lives. If our hearts are in the right place, God can use us. Rahab's heart was in the right place. She was a liar, and her people group did everything wrong that you could possibly think of. But God saw her, and he used her because her heart was in the right place. Okay, let's move on to fear. Fear is mentioned quite a lot in this passage. It mentions afraid, living in terror. Their hearts have melted in fear. But I want to say to you this morning that Rahab's fear of God was greater than her fear of man. What she was doing was really risky. She was betraying her own people. She was a traitor. She could have easily been killed because she lied to the king. We see in verse 3, when the king sent some men to Rahab, bring out the spies. Bring out those men that came to you because they're spies. She could be killed because she lied to their face. Said, no, they're not here. When actually they were upstairs. But her fear of God was greater than her fear of man. What are your fears? It might not be the fear of man. It might be a fear of the unknown. It might be the fear of failure or the fear of missing out. Is that bigger than your fear of God? Is that stopping you from fulfilling the purposes that God has for you? Now, we don't have to do this alone. The Holy Spirit can help us in that. But just think about it. Let's move on to trust. Now, there had to be a lot of trust between Rahab and the spies. The spies had to trust Rahab that she wouldn't betray them. And Rahab had to trust the spies because she wanted their help. She wanted them to save her, to give her a chance, to save her and her family. Okay, I want to show you. I know we've watched a lot of videos this morning, but I want to show you just one more. Has anybody seen Raya and the Last Dragon? Okay, good. Does anybody want to watch it? Okay, I'll try not to spoil the film. Okay, so just to set you up for this clip. Okay, there is a fantasy world called Commandra where humans and dragons live together. But sinister monsters called the Druun come and threaten all of the land. And they turn everything in their path to stone. So previously, what had happened, when these monsters came up, the dragons sacrificed themselves to save the people. But now, 500 years later, the Druun have come back. And it's up to Raya to save everybody, to track down the last dragon and to save everybody. Okay, so Raya is on this quest. She has with her a magical gem, which they believe is going to be able to help them defeat these monsters. But What they don't realise is the gem alone won't save them. They have to trust each other as well. Okay, so in the clip I'm going to show you, Rhea has to choose to trust Princess Namari, even though Namari has betrayed her so many times. Okay.
Everyone give me your gems! We can still put it together! It can still work!
Sisu's gone, Rhea! We don't have her magic!
It's not about her magic, it's about trust!
What?
I mean, that's why it worked, that's why we can do it too! By doing the one thing Sisu wanted us to do, what my Ma wanted us to do, to finally trust each other and fix this! But we have to come together. Please.
After what she's done?
We'll never trust her!
Then let me take the first step.
So Rhea had to choose to trust Namari. She chose to trust her and hope that she would do the right thing. The spies chose to trust Rahab and to trust that they would do the right thing. And Rahab chose to trust the spies. They had to trust each other. Let's move on to action. Daring faith is defined by how we act. Rahab was saved because of her faith, because her faith had action. Before this series of The Women of Valor, you might remember that we did a series on James. And James chapter 2 is all about faith with action. At the end of James chapter 2, Rahab is mentioned because her faith had action. It says, Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. She was required to do something for God to help her and her family. There were conditions that she had to do that she wanted for her to be saved. Yes, she has hid the spies, her faith had action, but for her life to be spared, she had to do something. She had to hang the scarlet cord in her window. I think this scarlet cord has significance. I'll tell you why. In Isaiah chapter 18, Oh no, chapter 1, sorry, verse 18. If I can find it. Oh, my thing's gone. There we go. It says, though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are like crimson, or red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. So we know who Rahab is. We know she has got a sinful life. She had a sinful past. I reckon this red cord in her window signified that. That God was going to wipe it clean. That God was going to wash it whiter than snow. It reminds me of another place, of the Passover in Exodus 12, where the blood of the lambs were wiped on the door frames so that the plague would pass over the houses with the blood on the door frames, which also links to Jesus being our Passover lamb. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. That is what makes us clean. His blood washes us clean. So Rahab heard, first of all. She believed. She confessed her faith to the spies. And her faith had action. Now, I know you're wondering how the story ends for Rahab. So if we flick forward a couple of chapters to Joshua chapter 6. Jericho has been defeated. But verse 25 says, "So Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute and her relatives who were with her in the house, because she had hidden the spies Joshua sent to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites to this day." What an amazing story. What an amazing transformation. Rahab lives with the Israelites. Her whole life changed. She gave up her idols to follow God. She lived with the people who were supposed to be her enemies. She married one of them, so she left her life of shame behind. God gave her a second chance. Her faith led to change, and her faith led her to be in the family line of Jesus. If you look in Matthew chapter 1, where the genealogy of Jesus is listed, Rahab is mentioned in that. There's not many women who are mentioned. It's usually the fathers. But Rahab is mentioned in verse 5. So Salmon was the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Rahab is mentioned here. She had such a transformation. If we look at where she started out, she had such a transformation that she was included in the family line of Jesus. She was King David's great-grandma. How amazing is that? The main thing that this story teaches me is that there is no one who is too far away from Jesus that God cannot save them. That is the main thing that I get from this message. It doesn't matter where we've been, what we've done, where our circumstances have taken us. We are never beyond the reach of Jesus. God can always save us, and he can always transform us. Look at this transformation. What a great story. I haven't got anything more to say, but I would really love to pray for you. So if you just bow your heads. Father God, I thank you for this story. I thank you for your word and how it inspires us and fills us with awe about who you are and what you have done. Lord, I thank you that you are always faithful in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. Lord, I pray that when we hear your word, it will change us. Lord, and I pray that when we hear your word, we believe it and we act upon it. Lord, I pray that you will help our faith to grow. Lord, I pray that you would help our faith to have action. Lord, and I pray that you will help us to trust in you. Lord, when we don't know the way, when we don't know what is ahead of us, when we don't know the way out of our situations, Lord, help us to trust you. Because you are faithful through everything, through all circumstances, and through all times. You are faithful, God. We can learn from this story, Lord, that you are faithful, that you can change our circumstances, that you can save us. And Lord, we are so grateful for that. Lord, I pray for the people who don't know you yet. Lord, I pray that if they think they are too far away from you to be saved, Lord, I pray that you will teach them that they are not. Lord, will you use us to help them? Yeah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We've come to the end of this week's message. We hope you've been impacted and inspired. Keep up to date with everything that's happening by visiting our website at www.lifechurchwarrington.com.